morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 509-727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there? Fair and rodeo week, buddy.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to dial up the old Ronnie Millsap song, the Smoky Mountain Rain.
Gone. Well, I don't know, gone, but kind of. Less. I tell you what, we hit the fair and rodeo up this week on Wednesday, and it was beautiful. I mean, good temperatures out there, not too hot. And those cowboys and cowgirls, they put on a good show out there.
Oh, they tear it up.
Yeah, it was impressive to kind of see them get after it. A couple Bronx bucking and you got to love the kids, the mutton busting. Oh my gosh, we were rolling, we were dying. And they also had a kid clown. Whoever's little boy that is. He is adorable.
Kid clown.
Yeah, he was out there. Oh my gosh, it was too much, but it was fantastic. Another great Tri-Cities event. One of the reasons why we like living here and selling real estate here, and another great Tri-Cities event to really cap off the summer in our back to school week. So,
kid clown, you suppose he has a career in politics? I'm
joking. Oh, John.
No, he's too smart for that.
I think he is potentially. I know I try to be. Well, we always like to start off with our crazy celebrity house of the week. Mm-hmm. This one in Malibu, California, sits almost 2,000 feet above the coastline. It's up in Malibu's hills.
It's not Barbie's house, is it? Please, no.
Okay, there's been so much Barbie stuff in the media. I mean, with HGTV and pink houses. And now,
as soon as I hear Malibu, I'm like, no, please.
You know, I'm shocked that wasn't the story that I brought, but it is not. But this house, they rent it out for TV and movie shows all the time. It's been in The Bachelor. It's been in Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Good Trouble, 90210, and even Jay Leno's Garage. It's a very cool looking house, but it is not like what you see in Malibu in general. It is a Tuscan estate that sits on 37 acres. So it has, you know, it has the tile roof, the brown, rocky exterior. It's like a Tuscan castle. Now, it is, McKay, I will tell you, $44 million.
Wow.
9,000 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 5 baths. Absolutely. Tons of marble everywhere. Infinity edge pool. It's impressive. Mm-hmm. And it has a vineyard too, which produces about 15,000 bottles of wine are produced.
Wow.
Speaking of wine, did you see tanker semi? Talk about roundabout. Roundabouts are a problem too. Shout out to people that have to deal with this, but also I was coming back from Wenatchee last week. There's, you know, the roundabout on 240, the back way to Benton City that they put in. I don't think people were used to that because there are two black marks, the 100 feet leading up to that roundabout with tire tracks over the top of it. So please, people, be careful in those roundabouts.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of our crazy celebrity real estate news. I also like to give you some more realistic house value news to help people understand what goes on in the national market and then relate that to our local market.
Yes.
Now, these prices, very, very similar to Tri-Cities, eerily similar to Tri-Cities, the national market reflected here in the local market. So in July, and sometimes people track this like from month to month, but in July, the average house price actually declined from the previous month to, it was $406,700. Previous month was $410,200. But that is the highest July price ever recorded. And it last year's July was 403,800. So we, like we said, home prices still ticking up, but at a slower rate than they were in years past. And inventory almost unchanged, 1.08 months to 1.1 months. So when you look at a 1 month inventory nationwide, that is insane.
Yeah, it's not very much.
It's the lowest July ever. And well below last July, there was 1.31 month supply. And so it's 1.11. So the housing market is still extremely tight. Now it's, now it's interestingly enough, we also had the last 4 weeks have been atrocious for mortgage rates. So I saw rates, 30 year fixed rates this last week. I mean, bumping up to 7.5%. So conversely, what you end up having happen is for the sixth straight week in a row, mortgage apps on purchases were at the lowest level they've been since 1995.
Wow.
Okay, so that's intense, right? Like when we talk about stuff, you know, I mean, I say this all the time, like when we talk about stuff like things I've never seen in my career before, that's usually not a great sign.
And coming from you, that means a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting old, McKay, so I've seen a lot. What's the commercial? We know some things because we've seen some things.
Yes. You're not as old as I am.
Yeah, I'm not, but we are still seeing some new things. So part of that adds to, you know, do we need a lot of extra inventory? Well, for choices and consumer choices, likely so. We're not even anywhere close to a balanced market. So that begs the next question. You know, I always take real life activities that are going on in the real estate business, bring those to our radio show here. And, you know, I saw a lot of things happening this last week because it's not like we're not doing business, right? Like we talk about these numbers and these. And there, even though the number of transactions are down, there's still a lot of transactions happening. And so what you really go back to and focusing on with your clients and the people we serve is, what does a traditional sale reason or purchase reason look like? And so I took a bunch of notes as I was preparing for the show this last week on, okay, what are some of the things I saw happen on Facebook and Instagram and within our own clients and our own transactions throughout the office? And I said, you know, and I saw a Facebook post that was, hey, thanks everyone for helping us get our dream house. We're looking forward to raising our family in our dream house. We're moving here from out of the area. And so moving into Tri-City. So I started to kind of compile that list and go back and go over the things that we've done in our career. And so that people, when they get an offer on their house or they have somebody looking or they need to look themselves, they can recognize what situation are we in that causes a home sale in a market like this. Because there's a lot of reasons not to. You know, and the market, the news and media have done a great job about that. You know, you have a low interest rate. You don't want to give it up. You can remodel versus selling. But what are the reasons people generally want to? So the number one reason that we still have happening, and really this speaks profoundly to the millennial generation, which is now the largest segment of the home buying generation in the U.S. And that is, there is still a huge desire to become a homeowner. Like at some point in our lives, people want to have a place of their own where they can put down roots. They don't want to deal with renting, and they don't want to deal with landlords or asking questions about when they can fix things. They want to have independence, freedom, some self-control over those decisions. So when that happens, first-time home buyers tend to flood our market, and they usually have the means to do so. The good news is that first home purchase is often one of the easiest ones you'll ever make. And why do I say that? Well, because in general, you don't have a house to sell. Obviously, then you would not be a first-time home buyer. I was really good at English. First time. So you don't have a house to sell. So that takes a huge factor out of the equation. The second thing is that you probably haven't accumulated a lot of stuff yet. So, mm-hmm. like, the actual mechanics of moving are not that difficult. So, yeah. The desire to become a home buyer has really driving millennials to purchase right now. And a major transfer of wealth as baby boomers with equity that they have in are transferring those assets and that real estate to millennials right now at a rapid pace with what they're purchasing. So number one, that's still the one of the biggest reasons why we do transactions and see people in our office every week. The second thing that I wrote down that we saw in 7 or 8 deals over the last week as I was taking these notes is outgrowing your current space. Some people would say that's forced out of my house, but outgrowing your current space. And this could be a number of things. Maybe you've had children, so you've added children to the household. There's nothing like putting a kid in each bedroom and then realizing you no longer have an office space or place to work out or mm-hmm. watch TV. So outgrowing, you need more space because you've added to the family. Some people have family or multiple generations move in with each other, or somebody that's going through a hard time, combine households and move in. And then sometimes it's not just the family that's growing, but your hobbies are growing. I've seen people, you know, add horses or add goats or a hobby with chickens. You know, your hobby is growing. And when that happens, people generally, that's a very traditional reason why people look to purchase.
And, you know, we saw this a lot during COVID, too. Lifestyle changes. How many people do you know that took a spare bedroom and turned it into an exercise room?
Yeah, it's massive amounts. And so once again, outgrowing their current space with those needs, or that hobby moved from being outsourced in the community to being taken back to their personal house. So that is a big one. The second reason that we wrote down, I guess technically it's a third that we've gone over today, but the third big reason on this list is still driving a ton of our sales are job transfers. Those almost always necessitate some type of purchase or sale. Mm-hmm. You're moving out of the area and taking a new job. Even if you're renting where you're going to, in most cases, people will decide to sell the house that they've been in. Some will convert those to rentals, put them in our portfolio, and we manage them. But a large percentage of the time, people end up selling that property. Now, they don't always buy right away in the new communities. We get a lot of people in our rentals that want to take 6-8 months, move, look around, get to know the area. But a high percentage of those will go ahead, transfer, and buy now. And we have a ton of employers still adding jobs in our region. I mean, mm-hmm. we've had everything from, we did a couple doctors last week. We did some people in the ag processing, power plants, and then also just normal hiring moves in and out of Hanford and all of the subcontractors that go along with that. So job transfers are still driving a huge segment of the market. When we come back from the break, we're going to go over the next 4 traditional signs of people moving when sellers in this market should perk up and pay attention to that type of offer they're getting on their house.
Right here on Newstalk 870.
Our house in the middle of
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been talking about traditional reasons that people will make a purchase and sale in light of current market conditions and what's going mm-hmm. on. And some factors are very traditional and just don't change. Before we jump into all of those, I always like to get out my pick 3. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be clear, this is not celebrity crazy real estate story. It might sound like it, these first couple are so awesome. But we have an amazing pick 3 this week. Pick number 1, this is absolutely 3,400 square feet of pure luxury. This is a Titan custom home in Jericho Ridge. And Jericho Ridge is a new development that we've been working on getting homes out of the ground across the street in South Richland from Bookwalter to Garris, Bernard Griffin, mm-hmm. right across the street. If I say you can walk to the wineries from your house, take what you need that to mean for you personally. But you do not have to drive. You can walk to your wineries. So I might have just saved you a lot of problems.
Ears were perking up all over the place. You may not know anything about that. They got a golf cart.
Gorgeous, gorgeous neighborhood with awesome views. You get iconic views of Bad Badger, Candy, Red, and Rattlesnake all mm-hmm. together. It is absolutely luxurious finishes all the way throughout. Custom cabinets, custom craftsmanship. The great room layout at the heart of the house has a built-in entertainment wall. Floor-to-ceiling, dual-sided fireplace adds total grandeur to the space. Dining with a formal dining room, perfectly suited for hosting intimate dinners and gatherings. Dedicated wine bar, elegant professional kitchen is absolute masterpiece. High-end Forno gas range, commanding backsplash. There's artistic flair in here. LED lighting. I mean, it just goes on and on. This place is absolutely amazing, and that's coming in priced at $1.35 million.
Ooh.
Pick number two, also in South Richland, another fantastic house with amazing views, 610 Lago Vista Drive. This is a four-bedroom, four-bath in Westcliff, not too far away from Jericho that I was just describing. Rambler with basement, modern amenities, almost 4,000 square feet. Professionally installed Hunter Douglas blinds all throughout, large windows capturing the views, built-in entertainment wall. Also in the kitchen here, decor professional gas range, great dining nook off the main level. Main level primary suite, so you get that primary suite on the main level. Heated tile flooring, jetted tub, great walk-in shower. You're getting all of this plus an entertainment area in the basement, covered patio, pergola covered patio, outdoor paradise. Absolutely fantastic. And that's coming in at 920. That is a lot of square footage for that area of town with those type of views.
Yeah.
And then pick number three, I'm going to take you out to Prosser. This is 6904 South Wilgus Road. Great location with a dream shop. You've got solid set irrigation, senior water rights, mm-hmm. three bed, two bath home, 1782 square feet, all situated on a fully fenced, almost 5 acre lot.
Ooh.
You've got newer heat pump in 2020, roof replaced 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Country kitchen makes meal prep a breeze, convenient kitchen pantry and bar. Plenty of natural light into this atmosphere. Primary suite is just absolutely very, very comfortable and private. And you have big secondary bedrooms at this property as well. Now, here's the thing. When you go outside at this property, you've got a 48 by 36 insulated two-bay shop, 12-foot walls, workspace, plumbed for air tools. Awesome, awesome spot. Additionally, you've got great plants in the side yard, two apple trees, peach trees. The list goes on and on, plus a 3 acre back pasture. This is all coming in at $459,900.
Wow.
So like I said, there are some really, really good opportunities out there in the market. Before the break, we said people running out of space is a big reason. Mm-hmm. All of those homes in our pick three offer people opportunities to have additional amazing space. So before the break, we'd kind of hit up on some of the traditional reasons that we see for a sale. Now, this next one that I wrote down, in many cases, sometimes can be an unfortunate situation, but it's what we're dealing with. And it's changed a lot in the last year and a half. And one of the other big reasons that we're seeing way, way more frequently in this market in our office now is sales that are precipitated by divorce. Mm. Now you're like, well, Lance, nothing's changed. People were still getting divorced, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. You know, why is that on your list here on the traditional sale? Well, there was a time period of about 4 to 5 years where we would rarely see a sale because of a divorce, because what would happen is that in general, rates were so low and house payments were so much lower that when rates were 2.5%, 3%, if somebody was going through a divorce, one of the spouses many, many times would refinance the house and stay in it. And when they refinanced it and they would stay in it, then they could pay out the other party. Now, rates, you know, triple, or I mean, they're not tripled, but double and go up.
Yeah.
And you have somebody that has a mortgage at 2.9, 3.25%, and then they get a divorce. One party says they want to stay in the house, and they go and do the numbers and run the math at 7.5%, and the mortgage more than doubles, and they have half the income because they're getting divorced. They don't stay in the house anymore.
Yeah.
And so what ends up happening is now those are back to a very traditional reason that we see no one wants those type of payments in those situations now. So we're seeing more and more of those sold in that situation. The other thing that I wrote down that is a big one that we deal with a lot. In fact, three of our sales last week went in this category for me as I was prepping for the show, and that is a wish to be closer to family. We see that happen a lot. A lot of our sales are, you know, grandparents, maybe they moved for warmer weather, or they went to be snowbirds and they've gone down to Arizona or Nevada. Mm-hmm. Seems like a great idea, and it is in general, until there's 3 or 4 grandkids up in Tri-Cities and you're gone, you know, in the southern, it was, you know, down south for half the year. We sell a lot of homes of people exiting that situation, mm-hmm. and coming back to be closer to family. So that's a big one. And that one sometimes, you know, takes some planning, and we have a little bit more time and a little bit more flexibility. And sometimes that's a very specific sale also, because people want to be in a very specific neighborhood to be closer to family, or maybe you're moving to take care of an elderly parent, and so you don't want to be too far away, so you have a very limited radius that you can look within. So very, very traditional type sale that we are seeing a lot of right now. Last two that I've got for you today, mm-hmm. Is second to last one here, is a new financial position. Ooh. Always traditionally driving our sales. Now, that could be that you're retiring, and so your financial position is switching to where you're on a fixed income. And so we need to look at what that looks like. Maybe you're downsizing, trying to downsize your housing expense. Mm-hmm. And so we need to look at what that looks like. The other thing we see is maybe sometimes people will get a large promotion, or maybe they got an inheritance. And so change in those financial positions a lot of times will trigger a sale where we're working with somebody to see what that looks like. And then the last one that I've got down here is investing in real estate. Now, investing in real estate has always been a reason to purchase, and that market's been very, very hot. But people will continue to see this as a vehicle to help them create wealth, yes. save for the future. And so we do work with a number of people in a traditional market that are looking to invest in real estate. In fact, before the show, I was running cap rates on a building and mm-hmm. running a annual income analysis for a client before we came in. And so that is another one that falls into that category of traditional reasons. What has gone away in this market that we don't see as much of is, I just want to move. I know we're laughing, McKay, but I've seen that in years past as a
when the interest rates were dirt cheap and you're going, I just don't like this neighborhood and I want to go somewhere.
Used to be a very, very normal reason. That reason has disappeared off into the Netherlands for a while, and we just don't see that. So all of these examples that were given today, very, very real life scenarios that we've gone over in the last week and a half in our office. If any of those situations trigger you needing some help in real estate, go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message. We would love to be part of that equation. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the last night of the fair and rodeo, iconic Tri-City event. And we will have put kids back to school next week and be all back settled into our real estate routine next week.
Right here on News Talk 870. Our house.